Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host to the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell. Our guest today on Voices is our own mayor, Freddie Drennan. I've asked the mayor if he'd spend a little time with us and share what some of his thoughts are for 2017. We got a new year, a new opportunity. Kind of what's on your mind? Welcome, Mayor. Thanks for coming.
Bob. Thank you for coming by this morning. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
What do you see for 2017? It's a lot of people say it's going to be a good year. See, maybe there'll be new jobs and new opportunities. But what's on your mind for 2017, sir?
Bob, I agree. I think it's going to be a great year for us. We're going to continue moving forward with a lot of the infrastructure projects that we've got on the books, that we were able to go out and get the FEMA money to come in and do a lot of the infrastructure repairs to our sewer, water, and drainage system. You know, that's been a very important thing to me, to try to get that money to come in and make these absolutely needed and necessary repairs so that we didn't have to go back to our citizens and raise water and sewer rates and do, you know, bond issues and stuff to come in and fix this. So we've been very fortunate to get our hands on real close to $100 million to come in and make a lot of these repairs. And a lot of that work got started a few months ago in 2016. And 2017, the entire year will be, we will have these projects going on because these projects will, the infrastructure repair takes a lot of time to do, going in and locating these breaks in our water lines, breaks in our sewer lines, breaks in our drainage system, and then obviously going in and digging these up and making those repairs takes a lot of time. And going to be a lot of contractors working in different areas. I know with the work that we've done recently, on the heels of the complaints of the infrastructure not working, now I'm getting complaints from residents that live in the area about why are you tearing my street up?
Why is my driveway broke up?
Why this, why that? You know, but those complaints are good complaints because I'm able to share with them that we're doing the necessary fixes and repairs. But the entire year of 2017, we will see work going on somewhere in the city in multiple locations making these very badly needed repairs.
Well, you know, you talk about repairs indicating that something was broken. The end result is really going to be a repair of what was broken, but also things ought to be working better than they were before because everything will be new, everything will be fresh.
Oh, absolutely. These repairs that are being made are 25 and 30 year repairs, you know, even longer than that in many situations. So once these repairs are made with the new infrastructure that's being put underground there, there should be no need to have to go back for years and years and years to come to do any additional repair work to those areas.
Well, that's the infrastructure. That's the stuff that we never see and only know about it when it's not working. But it all adds to quality of life. It makes Slidell one of those great places to live that you just want to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're continuing to work with, you know, with our different businesses in town, trying to get more business located here. Of course, one of the big ones is the Sterling Properties out at Fremo Town Center. I know we're adamantly working hard to continue to grow that and continue to grow that area, which brings a lot more to the city. I know that there's one major hotel that is underway now that will be should be breaking ground in 2017, which will be a nice addition for the city. I know that they're working with another hotel that will be adjacent to it that will also be another major hotel that will be coming in there on the property. I know that they're also working on phase three of the commercial end on more businesses. Everything seems to be going extremely well there, and most of the businesses would tell you that they're ahead of where they had projected to be at this time, which, as they told me, as Sterling Properties told me, they've got businesses coming to them now saying, hey, we want to be a part of this, where before they were having to go out and knock on doors and beg people to come and get involved and be a part of it. Now it's reversed itself. So that's a good thing. That's really good thing going on. Part of the infrastructure that I had mentioned earlier, the city council has approved and given me the money to go in and put a brand new water well in on the east side of Interstate 10 over behind the old MRO that's there. That will be a continuation of our infrastructure, which will put badly needed water services over on that side of the interstate that will then allow us to loop our water system together and prepare for more growth, more commercial growth, and more residential growth out in that area. You know, that's one of the things that I try to work very hard on is you know, building our infrastructure and getting it in place so that whenever we have businesses come to us or we have residential properties come to us, that we're able to provide these services. And the city council has been very good about supporting that and agreeing to those things. And so, you know, we're positioning ourselves to continue to grow the city, which is what we really need to do.
Well, you and the city council are just doing an outstanding job. It seems to me just, I mean, I don't have any special knowledge of it all, but it seems to me like the Slidell, the eastern end of the parish, is picking up a lot of strength, that the potential was there all the time, but it looks like the strength is coming to the parish politically, economically, infrastructure-wise. We're building on a good, solid foundation, people wanting to come here, businesses wanting to come here, and all of that turns into jobs, it turns into a higher standard of living. And you and the council have just really, really cut a path that I think a lot of cities would and be in a position that I think a lot of cities would like to find themselves in.
I agree with that, Bob. I have a very good council, and, you know, the council and I work well together. You know, I get the opportunity to tell everybody about the things that's going on, and I always add the council in, because without their support and without them working with me, we wouldn't be able to do these things. You know, the council is very good about looking at doing things to help grow the city in the future, and very good about us repairing our infrastructure and making things better. And, you know, quality of life issues are one of the things that we talk about all the time. And quality of life is very high on the council's list and very high on mine about maintaining and keeping our quality of life here on this side of the parish. And we're going to work hard to do that.
You know, it seems like the emphasis has been always people.
Absolutely.
It's not money, it's not taxes, it's not these things. That's all necessary. We need to talk about it. We need to worry about it. We need to do things about it. But the emphasis in the couple of years since I've known you has always been people, taking care of people, providing opportunity, providing comfort, and as you say, quality of life. I think that's a kudo for you and for the council, that your care for people has kind of brought these other things onto the table.
You know, Bob, that is, you know, without our people, you know, what do we have?
That's right.
You know, and our quality of life is so fragile, and I realize that. My years in law enforcement made me realize how fragile our quality of life is. My fear is that once we lose one quality of life issue, we never get it back.
Mm.
It's gone forever. And so I don't want to lose any. And if there's any way I can add to a quality of life issue for this side of the parish, I want to do that. I want to be involved in that. I want to keep our quality of life where it is. I think we live in a great place right now. I think we live in a city that has a tremendous quality of life. You know, as I've said many times, our businesses don't pull chain link fences and garage doors down over their doors and windows at night. We have 38 parks scattered across this city, and most people don't realize that we have that many parks. That's including the little pocket parks in different residential areas. You know, you have John Slidell, you have Fritchie, you have Heritage, and, you know, all hours of the day and night you can go by there, which I do, and there's people utilizing those parks. They're not afraid to come out and use them and be involved in them. You know, we have a fantastic police department here. It's a nationally accredited police department. There are so few of those across the United States because it's hard to get, and it's harder to maintain it and keep that accreditation. And this police department has done that for years. We have the only internationally accredited fire department in the entire state of Louisiana. You know, you talk about our emergency responders and people on that area, you know, people don't really understand how that adds to our quality of life, but it does. You know, the fact that we have three interstates right here where you can come north, south, east, or west in just a very few minutes from wherever you live within the corporate limits of this city. On a normal day, within 5 or 6 minutes, you can be on any one of those interstates headed out of here. Then we live in such a close proximity to the city of New Orleans that gives us all the amenities of a major city that's 30 minutes away. Professional football teams, a professional basketball team, the infrastructure that they have there in place for major shopping, and the fact that we just a little bit further away have an international airport, fly anywhere in the world. You know, I think it's a great place to live. Kudos to our school system. We have some of the best schools in the entire state right here in our parish. You know, and as I tell people, what a wonderful place to raise a family and live. And I truly believe that in my heart.
I moved here in 1965, have called Slidell home for a long time. When I moved here, it was something of a bedroom community to New Orleans. People would get on the old Highway 11 bridge and later on the Twin Spans and head off to their jobs and the commuter parking lots. But, you know, Slidell is becoming itself. It's coming into its own, where there are fewer and fewer people traveling to New Orleans. And praise God, New Orleans is there. I'm glad for it, and I'm glad for the jobs that are there. But there's more and more opportunity here to where you get 2 hours a day back instead of traveling to New Orleans. So in terms of the economy and family life and just all the things that make it a good place to live, Slidell is truly on the map.
I agree with that, Bob, 100%. And, you know, one of the things that I look at here in our city, and maybe because I'm getting there myself, is, you know, with the aerospace industry that really caused an explosion in this city many years ago. At one time, I know we had more rocket scientists living here than anywhere else in the country.
Yes, we did.
And, you know, many of those people that moved here saw the same things that you and I saw in this city, and they stayed here. They raised their family here. And those folks are now retiring, and they're continuing to live here and stay here. And we're becoming a huge part of our city, becoming a retirement community, which is great. That tells me a lot, that people are comfortable enough to stay here and want to stay here in their retirement years and enjoy what, you know, the quality of life issues that we have here.
Talking about future events, things coming up in 2017, I know one of the coming soon events is at the end of this month. There'll be the Mayor's Community Prayer Breakfast. Can you tell us a bit about your plans for that, sir?
Yes, Bob. It's going to be the last Thursday in January this year. We certainly hope to fill the auditorium full once again, and it's such a wonderful event. We have a dynamic speaker that will be coming in to share her testimony and be with us, and I hope everyone will become and hear her. I've not heard her personally, but I've talked to multiple people who's heard her speak, and Christy is such a dynamic speaker. They tell me that she'll have everybody kind of oohing and aahing, and I'm really looking forward to it. That's one of those things that I look forward to every year, and we will continue to ask the mayors across the parish to be involved as we've done in the past, and we will be reading prayers and statements from our founding fathers, which I believe is very important to remind everyone about, you know, the fact of what the basis of this country was actually founded on, and the Christian beliefs and the godly beliefs of our founding fathers. And it's very apparent once you go back and read some of their prayers and read some of their addresses that they made, inaugural addresses and addresses to the, you know, to the nation, how they included God and how they looked at the foundation of this country. So we will continue to do that again also, which has been very enlightening to me and a lot of other people who's talked to me about it afterward.
Well, I believe it's a breakfast being put on, so there'll be food there. Is there a cost for the
tickets? Yes, it's
$15.
$15 a
okay.
person, and it will be a full breakfast that will be served. The doors will open at 7:30, and we will start the program promptly at 8, and we will try hard to have everybody out of there around 9. But I encourage you to get there somewhere around 7 or a little after if you can, and come on in and join us. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day once again.
Of course, it's possible to buy tickets for a whole table. So if there's a group of people from somebody's church that they want to come and a bunch of people come or from work or different places, they can come and kind of sit together with their own people, can't they?
Absolutely. Community Christian Concern sponsors this event for us every year, and I'm very, very glad that they do that. I'm very thankful to them for doing that. You can get tickets through Community Christian Concern. You can actually buy tickets here out of my office. You can go online and buy tickets online also. So tickets are available. You get tickets at the door. That's not a problem either. So, you know, please make arrangements to come out and share this great day with us.
Well, that's great. So the community's invited, $15 for the cost of the meal. Y'all come.
Absolutely.
Be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Are there other things in 2017 that we can look forward to that you'd like to kind of remind us of?
It is. Bob, you know, we're going to continue to try to, well, one of the things, let me go back. We opened a dog park at Fritchie Park this past year, which is one of the things that people had talked to me about ever since I ran for mayor, is why didn't we have a dog park like of other places? And, you know, one of the leadership projects was to help the city work on bringing a dog park. It's a reality. It's there. A lot of people are using it, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place to take your pet out and enjoy the pet. One of the things we're doing there at Fritchie Park is we're actually looking at expanding the park. We own the property. Some of it is wetlands. We're having a wetlands delineation done on it now. But one of the things I hope to accomplish this year is to go in and open up some more of that area for more practice fields for baseball and football and those areas, because we have a tremendous recreation program here on this side of the parish,
it's
which
amazing.
Is wonderful.
It's just amazing.
And so, you know, the city's always been involved with those groups, and we want to be involved with them, want to help them, but we're running out of practice areas. So one of the things that we're doing is I've asked my recreation department to go in and look and see what we can do, and the engineering department to see what areas we can go in and open up and try to make more practice fields for our children to be able to come out and enjoy and be involved in our recreation.
You know, the young people's basketball and baseball, the football, soccer, there's so many things for our kids to do. And, of course, starting with baseball in just a couple of weeks, the teams will be out there practicing and getting ready for that season. And I've sat out there for many games, and I'm sure you have too.
Oh, yes, I have too. And it's, you know, seeing our children out there getting the exercise and working together as a team and the learning that, you know, learning events that they have with those kind of things, I think is just absolutely wonderful. You know, I have people that, and it doesn't happen that much anymore, but they'll say, there's just absolutely nothing for our children to do here. I look at them with this, I know this look on my face must be terrible when they tell me that, because I wonder what cave and
oh
what rock
gosh.
They live under.
Exactly.
You know, when
exactly.
I ask them, I say, look, what about, you know, what about soccer? What about basketball? What about football? What about baseball? I say, what about the events that go on in your church? You know, what in, your involvement in your church events that go on? What about the events that go on at school with all the different programs and things that happen in school, and your child can find nothing to do? I said, that's absolutely amazing to me, is my answer to them.
Well, what a great place that God's provided for us to live. And again, we appreciate your leadership and the council's leadership and being concerned about people and the needs of people and sometimes even the infrastructure things. We don't see it. We don't know there's a problem, but you guys have had the vision and the foresight to be able to circumvent issues before they ever become a problem. And I just want to say thank you for your leadership and for all that happens here in Slidell. It's a great place to live.
I agree with you, Bob. Thank you, and thank you for what you do, and thank you for asking me to be involved today to share some of this, and I hope it's beneficial to our citizens that hear it.
Well, I'm sure it is, and sure it is, and look forward to talking with you again in the future as things and events pop up. We'll be back.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bob.
God
Have
bless
a great
you,
day.
Sir. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning into Voices here on Grace Radio, and we want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. We just really want to hear from you. If you have comments on today's programming, if you like living in Slidell as much as we do, send us a text. Confirm the fact, and we'll all know that what a great place it is to live. We'd also like to encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio Slidell, where you can leave a comment. Check in on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net, where you can leave a tax-deductible donation. We need the support of folks just like you. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now, Slidell. Join us again for the Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.